Hey everyone, and hey all the fans of MTV's The Challenge, like us. This is our second episode of Review Madness, in which we break down each episode of the new season of MTV's The Challenge, Total Madness. And on this episode, the only couple things you need to know is that the Flop and I were about 90% away from arguing almost every point. We did not get along this episode, so it didn't flow quite as well as it did. But we don't fight, so it's kind of weird. It's like underneath the layer. The other thing, one thing that we do well in this, is we come up with our new Bombcast Bomb-Ass Swimwear, and you're just going to have to listen to the episode to figure out what that's all about. So after the bomb, I want you to enjoy. Keep watching The Challenge, keep listening to us, and look out for our live tweets every Wednesday night during the episode. So that's about it. Thanks. Finished the second episode of MTV's The Challenge, the season of Total Madness. So you are listening to the second episode of us review the madness.
I thought you were about to say the sexy voices of...
You are the sultry stones of...
No, yeah, you're listening to the...
You're listening to K-Rock. No, you're listening to the Flop, opening a beer, and me sitting here about to drink a beer, and we're going to talk about what happened on tonight's episode.
Yeah, and because we have sexy voices, don't be touching yourself while you are listening to us.
Or do, if it helps the downloads, I'm willing to let you touch yourself. So first up... this episode, so we did something different tonight. I live tweeted comments throughout the entire episode. And I want to just bring up one of the tweets from the cast members, and she brought up a good point, and that's Trashley, our favorite Ashley on the
show.
She
tweeted you back?
No, but she tweeted she tweeted that this episode seems like there's only a total of 10 cast members. It was very centered around Dee, Jordan, Tori, Jenny a little bit. Actually, Jenny wasn't really on it a lot.
No, her name just came up a lot.
Rogan, Jen, and then the by far, hands down, the MVP of this episode for no other reason than the speech that he helped write. Wes Bergman.
Was like, so here's the thing with that. That's just hating. Trashley's just hating because she wasn't on the episode. Her fakeness, her... I'm going to skate through. She's a skater girl.
Yeah, and if you see the preview for next week, she's going to be featured prominently because she's going to get into an argument with Johnny Bananas, who, like, I'm not saying don't pick an argument with Johnny Bananas because you're waking the bear. I'm not saying he's a bad man. I'm just saying arguing with Bananas is like banging your head against the concrete.
So what is the over-under of her threatening to leave due to this argument?
Oh, it's not a... That's a... So sometimes in Vegas, you get to be such big lopsided vets or such tough-to-call things that they just don't... They take it off the board. 100% she's going to threaten to
leave.
What
was the last time she threatened to leave? Was it... No. Outside of the celebrity versus the challenge people, she threatened to leave. And I think she did because of family reasons. But I think the last reason she threatened to leave... was because Bananas took the toilet seats off the turlets.
And threw them into, and put them on a raft in the middle of the lake.
It was a couple of seasons ago? Yeah. It may have been the first season after she got her boob job or the season before she got her boob job.
Yeah, I mean, we all know where her first prize earnings went, right into her chesticles.
Right. I mean, if I won a lot of money, I would pay good money to a good doctor to give me the realest looking pair of boobs.
The realest. But that said, Trashley's complaints aside, this episode was very much centered around the people we talked about earlier, and more importantly, it was mostly centered around Rogan, Dee, and Jen. And I guess we'll start there because apparently, and the camera does not lie, Dee has some strange infatuation with waking up and staring at Jen and checking on Jen while she's asleep because, and we all know, she don't want that girl touching her man, as she said, or her ex-man, as she qualified it.
Well, to play devil's advocate, how do you know she just doesn't wake up and that's kind of her line of sight is Jen's bed?
And that's possible, but I would say that where there's smoke, there's fire in a challenge house. And if Jen has feels like it's happening and the camera caught it at least once, it's probably happening. She's checking to make sure that that girl isn't sleeping with her man, because I'm guessing we've seen some off-camera makeouts or something Rogan and Jim.
I'm going to go back to one of the tweets that you posted about foreshadowing, because I've said this for a long time. We've talked about it for seasons now. It pretty early on in every episode, there is a foreshadowing event that occurs. And it's usually, you can easily decipher what that.
That's no doubt. Yeah, you call them out quite a bit. That's usually your spiel on when we watch
it. Yeah, it's like I usually say foreshadowing, but, and it's easy to tell at least one individual that's going in.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, and this one was easy to spot too, because one, she already seemed like the weakest girl. Two, she's a rookie. And three, she was messing with the previous champ's man or X-Man or whatever.
Why
you want to say.
Why were her pupils the size of a soft or soda bottle top?
Because Asians invented anime, and that's based on a real thing.
I was just being silly. What? Her eyeballs looked fake.
Well,
I'd like to know if those are actual contacts that she wears to make. Because I see your pupils. My irises are pretty dark, so I don't know if you can see my pupils. And you can see a lot of people's pupils. They seem like they are the right size for the people's eyes, the eye shape. But hers were so unbelievably big that it was crazy.
Well, that's just me. You brought up our tweet. I feel like my favorite tweet that I let out of the night, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this, is apparently a dream has been crushed. Spoiler, before we get to the final and how it happened in the elimination, Jen does lose. But what she loses is the opportunity to have that startup cash for her swimsuit business.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, maybe I'll start one and use the name that you threw out there.
Well, come hell or high water, one day, based on how successful this podcast gets, or even if it doesn't, we are going to come up with our own swimwear line, and it's going to be called Bombcast Bomb Ass Swimwear.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And I appreciate her for giving us the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for the, because, and by the way, it's European swim cuts only, so thongs for men. Banana hammocks.
Oh, because here was my thought, because I feel like the women should have like a little stamp of the bomb on the butt.
Oh, yeah.
So, but not centered, you know, maybe off to the side. But hold on.
Okay.
You said banana hammocks. Does the bomb go on the hammocky part?
Yeah, right on the tip. Right on the tip. I've already got the Instagram for this tomorrow with the banana hammock with the bomb on the girl's butt. I think I've used that before, but this time it's going to be for bomb ass swimwear.
Yeah,
but back to the show. So the challenge this week, the challenge itself was, I don't think it was as interesting as TJ led on. They had to. They broke up into teams of three, and they went from one bunker carrying an ammo crate to another bunker and dropping it, which was a mile away.
I would like to know how they broke those teams up. They didn't really explain that.
They said they drew random draw. He said we randomly drew the team.
That sucks for some and was really good for the three teams that won.
Yeah, well, in CT's
team, yeah.
You thought that it was really good, but you looked at it and you saw Wes, Jordan, and
Jenny
on a team, and you were
three
like
three dudes. That's totally
three dudes. Unfair. You're like this was a layup, and they did. They crushed the competition.
I mean, you had teams with two girls and one guy, and teams with two guys and one girl. I felt like that was I don't know how you could have done that portion better.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows how they picked?
They should
have
a ranking system of some sort, and then that. And the ranking,
make the teams balanced.
Yeah, and you come in ranked.
Yeah, I don't think.
And then depending on how well you do and everything could change your ranking throughout the whole season.
That makes things if this makes any sense to you, more fair than it should be, because MTV doesn't want this fair. They want to make villains and they want to make storylines. So
you could still make all that with ranking system.
That's too much. That's too
because
much
it's
meddling
still,
in the show.
You're still fighting to be a better rank, and maybe like the no matter how it falls, like the top six people, like you could literally be a rank of 12, maybe, but you fight and claw your way through all of these challenges and all that stuff, and you could literally work your way up that ranking system, right?
They could just keep doing what they do. I get what you're saying, but that's a lot of thinking and a lot of I like what they do as is. But I will say this.
Fuck you too.
Yeah. But so the teams that won, the three teams, of all the teams, three of them got to go to the second stage, which was to drop said ammo crates out of a helicopter onto a target pad. So Jordan, Wes, and Jenny won hands down. Second place team was Fessy. I can't remember who was.
Swaggy?
No, Fessy Fessy. Well, gosh darn, I can't remember. Well, the winning team, though, first off, before we get to why Swaggy C, D, and Corey won, we'll get to what seemed like throwing the match for Jordan.
That's what I thought, he was throwing it on purpose.
The other players did too.
Because I thought he had like some sort of underlying plan to help.
So what we're talking about is Jordan, Wes, and Jenny were nominated to toss them because the people that were tossing out the back couldn't really see. And there was one person targeting, which was Jordan. They hit 2 out of 9 F tries, and those two were on the last 3 or 4 they tried. In fact, they missed some by like area codes. It was awful. It was so bad that it seemed like he was throwing it. And it even brought up Bananas, who had the best joke of it. And he goes, why did you drop that one in Germany instead of
here? What was your game plan behind dropping that one in Germany?
And then the next group, which was Fessy's team, and I can't remember who was on his team.
Melissa?
Oh, Fessy, Melissa, and Kyle.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, Melissa and Kyle were throwing. Good call. And Fessy they hit 7 of 9, which was respectable.
Again, they don't put enough spotlight on Fessy because he, I feel like, is a monster.
Two games, top three finishes right now. And then Corey just nailed it. 9 out of 9, that team
Shockingly,
hit.
He was the smartest one to figure out how to drop the bomb.
Spotted a point reference from when they flew in and dropped. And the reason I thought that Jordan threw it, because they go, you're way off. And he goes, yeah, he keeps coming in left or right. He's not making sense. No, the helicopter flew the straight line every time.
Yeah, right over it. Yeah. If you're left or right of the target, how are you going to hit the target?
Yeah. So, but Corey and them.
Shockingly, Corey was the smartest one to figure out that part. Not that Corey is super dumb.
But he always makes dumb moves by the end of the year. Well, so they kicked butt. And they got to go to tribunal, and that's where most of the drama started this episode. And it all, like I said, it all revolved around D, Rogan, and Jenny.
Oh, I thought you meant AD, as in
Jen,
Rogan's
sorry.
D.
Yeah, well, yeah, four people. Rogan, his D, with D, and Jen.
Yeah.
And it kind of happened, and maybe the best line of the episode, I'm just trying to eat my Cheerios in peace, from Maddie.
I love Maddie.
I even tweeted, we just love Maddie.
Maybe
that's all.
Maybe one day when we go to Nashville, we will just try and hunt that bitch down.
I'll even start tweeting her next time I'm in Nashville.
No, not just you.
Well, we will.
Don't you cheat on me.
We will. That's a good side note. We have seen an MTV Challenge competitor working in Nashville.
What was his name?
I can't think of his name.
He was a...
The transsexual, right?
No, not a transsexual.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pansexual.
Okay. That was
and
way
he
off.
Had a normal... Well, there's totally two different meanings there. He had like a normal name, and then he switched it to just like, I don't know, some non-binary like object name. I don't know. Anyway, he was a waiter in
one of the hotels
that we were staying at, which is crazy because
he still has a day job.
It's all his day job.
Well, he also hasn't been on the show anymore, so maybe that's why he's
still has
a day job.
No, he's too girly to be in
one
of those.
He did okay, though.
He did, but he won't survive. He's got too many emotions, and he's too waif thin.
Anyway, so they all got into this big argument, and that's where it led to the she's watching me sleep. And but it kind of started in the over breakfast in the morning when Maddie, you know, said, I'm just trying to eat my Cheerios in peace. So we knew, obviously, Jen was going in. But that's where maybe the most fun part of the episode happened, when Jen went to Bananas and Wes for advice. Or I don't know what the setup was. Oh, and apologize, with the addition of Bear.
Every time they panned the room, more dudes were in the room.
Yeah, because they probably got wind of what was going on, so everybody was trying to piggyback this
fun story.
I feel
like it would have just been the funniest with... First of all, it was the funniest with just Bananas and Wes. It's still funny to me that they are on this same team, quote-unquote. But, she was asking for advice, and I don't understand. And she took it and had the audacity to call Wes an asshole?
Yeah, well, she...
First of all, have you not watched the show?
Well, before we get to her calling him an asshole, because that's a little jump in the gun there, let's say she started her speech with, okay, Earthlings, and which is... So, Anissa right away jumped off the bandwagon.
And she's like the most eccentric one there, right?
She, in her speech that Wes wrote for her, she...
He did not say, started off with high Earthlings.
Yeah, and then point out how weak you are. So she pointed out that she was in fact a layup, so what better person to run a final against than a layup? And it did not go well. In fact, the room... For the most part, as unanimous as a show can get, votes are in. But where they started was with Wes, who voted.
He goes, I'll start.
Jen. Yeah. And that's when she said, I see what kind of person he is. Well, you should have seen that when he was giving you the most ridiculous speech ever to
I would have totally pretended the whole time that I was writing this speech down. I'm going to do this. And then, I don't know, dropped a bomb or whatever you could have done.
Yeah.
To like upset the whole crowd, something. But for her to actually believe that they were giving the best advice, and to think that for her to think that it was right to say that she was the weakest was crazy.
No, she proved that physically she's not very good, and mentally she is even worse.
Well, she wants to fucking have a swimsuit line.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's pretty, you know, successful swimsuit lines out there, but I don't know.
Saying she was,
that's her life aspiration.
Look like a mathematician, Asian American.
Oh, so you're being racist.
Maybe she was Hawaiian. I don't know. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, we literally don't know. But so anyway, so they vote her in, and who else got the other votes? Because someone else got the other. Oh, Big T got the other votes.
Big T and Tori.
And those were throwaway votes. And so we get set up. Oh, Tori did not get a vote. She didn't get voted. It was just Big T and Jen.
Oh, no, but they went in for the...
Then we get the nominations from the tribunal, which is Big T, Tori, and Jenny. And Tori had this weird locker room confession.
She's funny,
and she was
trying to be funny.
Well, she is, but...
But being lighthearted, but very forceful.
Yeah, sometimes Tori's funny is painfully obvious, and this was one of the cases where she threatened that if you don't put me in, you're going to be on Jordan's hit list.
I feel like when you say, I'm not threatening you, it's a threat. Kind of like on Friends, Monica was like, I'm breezy on her message to Richard that time.
Yeah. Well, somebody even brought up, or G even said, when you start out with saying, first off, this don't take this as a threat, well, then it's a threat. Mm-hmm. And didn't go D's way, or didn't go Tony's, or Tori's way, sorry, didn't go Tori's way. So, after the tribunal, we all knew who the vote was going for, but right before the elimination, when everybody's standing around and doing all their thing, TJ throws a second swerve at us, and that is that anyone in the tribunal can put themselves in instead of voting for anyone else.
As long as it's the same sex, yes.
Yes. But so D had the opportunity to face what might be one of the biggest layups in the history of eliminations in Jen.
I tried to... Okay, so go ahead.
And so there was a commercial break. They come back, much to the absolute universal chorus of boos from the contestants. She did not. She voted... And she said, my head's not in the right space.
Which is a valid point. But let me just say, I think I tried to start a pussy chant in the house. Yeah. No one wanted to.
I'm I don't guess I heard you say it. But I will say this. She definitely, maybe her head wasn't in the right space. She wasn't dressed for it. But the problem with that, though,
I feel like that's a dumb excuse. But
well, that's whatever excuse you wanted to use. Like that, I just mean she's not dressed to compete. So of course she's not thinking she's going to compete. But that's the one opportunity to take out the easiest person. God. And she had done nothing but talk shit on the girl. And she at one point
said she had a big set of balls. She's savage.
Yeah.
She is not scared of anyone.
And then just contradicted the whole thing.
All of it.
Yeah.
Your balls just shrink to peas, baby.
So she voted Jenny. The guys followed suit. Corey voted Jenny. Swaggy C voted Jenny. Oh, by the way, I also tweeted this. Swaggy C went from already person that wasn't in my good graces, wasn't one of my favorite guys, to being one of the bottom guys in the show by talking about himself in third person.
Thanks for letting me ask the question.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you saw me trying to talk.
Well, I tweeted it. So it wasn't.
I didn't see all your tweets.
So it was Jenny against Jen in the Battle of Jens, which proved to be maybe one of the most lopsided eliminations in history. The whole point was to throw these jugs, these weighted jugs were at the end of these long long poles, which had a pivot point, and you had to throw them up and to swing over to your opponent's side. It was 10-0. Yeah. And that was the eliminate. And she couldn't get one up, Jen being she, couldn't get one up, where Jenny was using one hand to throw them. And it made TJ bring up the comment, there's no shame in losing to Jenny. She may be able to beat me and every single person up here at this event.
Oh, yeah. I think the only person that there's a couple of people she couldn't beat on that squad. CT.
Oh, yeah.
Fessy.
Yeah, the boys. And Rogan. No, Rogan's strong as an ox.
He is, but it depends on what happens. But and I'll say Bananas. Though I don't know how smart Fessy is, but I know how smart Bananas and CT are.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even Wes, but I don't think he's physically as strong.
But especially back when he was on steroids, those days he was very strong. But no, Wes, I mean, Wes is an all-around guy. But no, I mean, I think it was a little facetious for TJ to say that she'd beat all the guys. But there clearly were some guys that she probably would beat because she's that in shape. She's twice the physicality that Car Maria ever has been.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see those two go.
Car Maria is just undersized. She's not very big.
She's petite.
Yeah.
And Jenny, I don't know how tall she is. I don't think she doesn't look quite as tall as me, but I bet she is like.
She's a big girl.
I bet she is like taller than the average female.
Yeah, she's a big girl. There's no way around it.
And her jawline.
Yeah, his jawline is very masculine.
Very sharp.
If it wasn't for those gigantically puffed up lips, you would not know. Oh, and the massive boobs.
Which Hayden was like, what is wrong with her lips? Our youngest daughter,
yeah. It's like,
what's wrong with her lips? She looks like a duck. She called her a duck like at least half a dozen times that whole episode.
Which is accurate.
But so, you got to think, they're still newly in the house. Come the end of this season, Jenny's lips won't be so so stuck out. They'll be deflated a little bit.
Do you think you have to get those? Like, is that something you have to redo every once in a while? Collagen?
Yeah.
Like, how often though?
Well, I don't know how often you have to do it, but the collagen in your own body has to regenerate, and you lose your own collagen. Like,
do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why old people look wrinkly, and their skin is the way it is, and why we're so supple when we're young, and we're so like wrinkly and like.
I'm gonna take your word for it, but I think the collagen lasts a while though.
It's not as long as you think.
Maybe it's not.
Fake collagen, and it's a foreign substance in your body.
Well, yeah, that's true, but still, I mean, silicone's a foreign substance. As long as it doesn't bust, it lasts forever.
We know someone we could call and ask.
Well, yeah, no, I don't want to call anybody and ask them. Yeah, so she won, easy win. She gets her red skull. We see the trailer for next week where it looks like Bananas and Ashley fight and Rogan is mad because Dee's making out with what appears to be Jay. I think it was
I couldn't.
A guy with a ponytail.
Maybe it was a chick. I don't know.
No, I saw facial hair.
It could. Did you?
Yeah, just on the
Jay doesn't have facial hair.
Yeah, but he could go unshaven for a little bit.
It also could have been that actual woman that is
Jenny.
No, the other one. We haven't seen her much.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't
right.
know what her name is. Yeah. You don't have your screen up anymore, but she. I think she is a lesbian.
Yeah, Casey.
Yes.
You know what? That could have been Casey because she has a little, but I don't think it was. I think it was. It was definitely a guy with a pony.
There was long hair, and it was a pony.
And Asaf is gone, or Asaf, or Asaf, or whatever the hell his name was. So hard to say. Hard to say. Literally, Jay's got the only hair that we see on there that would make sense.
Or it could be a girl.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a girl.
You
I just,
don't know.
No, because I could tell. Because it wasn't. I mean, it was taller. I saw a little bit of scruff.
Because women can't be tall.
It was not a girl.
We'll see.
Watch it again. It was not a girl. Okay, well, so next week, when you're like, yeah, you're right.
You could still be right, but I can't, like, say it could potentially be a female.
Well, you could.
Maybe there was shadow and it looked like facial hair.
See, I'd say you could say that if we did not see it and we saw it.
I didn't see facial hair.
No, but you saw it was a dude. I mean, there's no way around it. But so that's next week. So there's going to be two drama-filled fights between a man and a woman. But on this episode, though, what was your... I already labeled Wes as the MVP. Who was your MVP of this episode?
I don't think I have one.
Mm. Who was your least favorite person of this episode?
D
with a very, very close second to Swaggy C for talking about himself in third person. And then...
Well, I don't think Swaggy C is even a strong person. I think he just got lucky and was on a very strong team.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even the person calling the shot, so to speak, and dropping. And that was Corey. Corey made himself he did nothing to get in the tribunal in week one, and he got in the tribunal in week two by earning it. So far in the early outset of this season, he's got to be one of the best competitors so far because of what he's done.
We'll see.
Any other notes about this episode before we sign off?
No, I don't think so.
First episode was super good. This episode was a little bit of a letdown, comparatively speaking to me.
Well, outside of the, hey, tribunal, does anybody in the tribunal want to go up against that? That was the most quote-unquote excitement. But I wouldn't say that there was anything exciting. Like,
yeah.
I really look forward to some drama.
The thing is it's a better show when there's drama, and it's a better show when you get more Wes, Bananas, CT, even Trashley, some of those people, Nani, some of those people, when they're on the screen more, it's a little bit better of a show. Some of these people, like D, seem so forced, and Jen was clearly like a piece of cardboard that happened to be one to make swimsuits. Yeah, when you get the some of the vets that have been around a while, it's usually a little more entertaining, and this episode was not about that.
That's because they know how to entertain.
That's Johnny's thing. They
were brought on for entertainment, real world and road rules. Those were for entertainment. Big Brother, okay, yeah, for entertainment, but that's a political show. Survivor, there's not a lot of entertainment there outside of their physicality. You know, you don't need to have a ton of personality for these other reality shows like you do
the
MTV shows. So, and I think once you're on these MTV shows, every season, like Johnny, you just build your persona more and more. You know what works, you know what clicks for you. So,
yeah, so. And we've Johnny has said it a million times. He is like the on-screen producer or editor. He intentionally tries to push things in the way to make it entertaining, and it usually works. So, I guess that said, we'll look forward to next week, and hopefully there'll be more drama to talk about next week, and it'll be a guy's elimination. So it should be exciting. We'll see. I did say last week we were going to see girls and guys start. Strategically planning their eliminations and trying to be more snipers this season. And they really tried. This is the first time in the history of the show people were more than one person was lobbying to get into an elimination. So,
do you think TJ will ask the tribunal if anybody in the tribunal wants to go down?
I think he'll ask for sure when... Like, I'm sure the in-house producers and stuff tell them, hey, they've really got a good chance.
I feel like it won't be an every week thing because it wasn't last week.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, like you said, last week you had that swerve, you had that big twist, so you added that this week because it made sense. So, hey, who knows what twists are left in store, but I can't wait for the – you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some guy that goes ahead and dresses like he's going in, and he's going to say, I came prepared, I'm going in. Because, like, you remember the episode where Jordan flipped over every one of the things and just decided he was playing bananas and then he lost. Yeah.
But it'd be funnier if they came in their street clothes. Like maybe some rip-off like tearaway.
Oh, tearaways.
Like,
tearaways would be good. I would enjoy that. So I guess that's it for this episode of Review Madness. So as always, it's just you and I here, so there's no one else to say bye, just you.
Bye.
And we're going to play the music.